This is GQDN for Wednesday, December 17th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/groupquest. Well, the last show of the year, live show and recording, will be this week. And if you're a Patreon, you get to see the show for our games that we're looking forward to next year. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And by stackup.org. Excellent, excellent community. Very well done. They are. Yes, they are. In today's news, Xbox is gearing up to release some stuff. The Fortnite esports is coming back too. And could Fallout 5 be influenced by the TV show? We begin today with Warner Brothers. It's more of an update because their bid to take over, or they had a bid to be taken over by Paramount. And that was denied. And that was done earlier today because the board did unanimously determine that the offer launched by Paramount Skydance on December 8th was not the best entrance of Warner Brothers Discovery, and the shareholders did not meet the criteria of a, quote, superior proposal, end quote. And the merger agreement with Netflix was announced on December 5th, if you remember. Now, the Paramount offer was funded by the sovereign wealth funds from Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Abu Dhabi, which means that could have triggered a national security review from the U.S. government. But Paramount did say that even if those entities dropped out, the company's owners, the Ellisons, would, quote, backstop the full amount of the bid, end quote. But the board did say that Paramount, quote, has consistently misled WBD shareholders that its proposed transaction has a full backstop from the Ellison family. It does not, and never has. The terms of the Netflix merger are superior, end quote. And that's what WBD did say. Warner Brothers did say. So in a statement, the Netflix co-CEO, Ted Sardis, did say that, quote, the Warner Brothers Discovery Board reinforced that Netflix merger agreement is superior and that our acquisition is in the best interest of stockholders. This was a competitive process that delivered the best outcome for consumers, creators, stockholders, and the broader entertainment industry, end quote. So that did happen. That was canceled. Now, normally we get on to some other big time news, but we got to hit the hardware news because there's a scam out there. Yes, there is. PC Gamer did say that the Rampocalypse has developed a new style of scam. And one of the unlucky gamers opened a sealed box thinking they were going to get a DDR5 memory from Amazon, but they only found two sticks of DDR2, and they did. This is a scam on the hardware marketplace. Right now, PC Gamer says that it's very difficult for even the most vigilant PC gamer to avoid. Now, I just described to you what happened with one gamer, and this one goes by Bravo Norris, and he just did the last four available RPG casters, 32 gigabytes DDR5 6000 TL40 kits from Adata, that's containing two sticks of 16 gigabytes memory, which were all sold new and sealed from Amazon Spain. After selling one and initializing another, Bravo Norris opened the third box to find the sticker scam in their hands, which is why they reached out to video cards with the story. But there was a third box that was plastic wrapped like the other three that shipped from the same point from Ireland. But that box contained only two old sticks of DDR2 memory with a DDR5 heatsink sticker that could fool somebody if they weren't checking the product through the packaging window. Norris also found a small plate of metal in the box, but that was not likely to have what happened at some of the other genuine kit, replaced contents and released it, and then returned it to Amazon. That's what he did. So then what happened? Well, there's even more of that going on. One of the scalpers were trying to flip an RTX 5090 graphics card for $7,000, and they posted it for $90,000. They were trying. Yes, they were trying. Just be aware that it's out there. Now, If you're Xbox and you want Final Fantasy VII Remake, well, it's coming. We say that because one of the directors went to visit Microsoft, and that was the director, Naoki Hamaguchi, because he met up with Phil Spencer and Sarah Bond right at their studios. Now, you know that Xbox and Square Enix did not have a good relationship even up to a couple years ago. But with everything that's going on in Xbox, Square Enix said, maybe we can get on board with this. So here's what Final Fantasy VII did say up on Twitter, or X. Quote, director Hamaguchi, Phil Spencer, and Sarah Bond met at Microsoft HQ to celebrate the close partnership between Square Enix and Xbox. The collaboration helps bring iconic games to even more players worldwide. Play the Final Fantasy VII Remake Integrar demo and Xbox Now. And then he went up on social media and promised that the entire Final Fantasy VII Remake series is on the way. Quote, to all Xbox players, I promise to bring the entire Final Fantasy VII Remake series to Xbox. Start your journey now with Remake and Experience Cloud Story. An epic adventure begins here. But what if you play Fallout 5? Well, right now that game is in the works at Bethesda Game Studios via GameSpot.com. And they're still years away from the release. But Todd Howard did provide a small update. He talked to BBC, and that's when he was talking about Fallout 5 and how that's being influenced by the Fallout TV show. Here's what he said, quote, in short, yes, Fallout 5 will be existing in a world where the stories and events of the show happened or are happening. We are taking that into account, end quote. Now, we know that Fallout 76 has also been influenced by the TV series because they got Walton Goggins, you know, the ghoul. Right now, the game is free to play through December 22nd. So if you want that one, you might want to go get it quickly. You only got 5 days. Earlier this month, Bethesda did say the Fallout and franchise developer was doing their best. So Howard went to IGN. Quote, we've had a long-term plan for Fallout, and so I wish I could talk about all those today. I'll just say this. It's the franchise we're doing the most in right now. End quote. Fallout 5, still in the works. And being influenced, yes. It won't work on this, though. My Nintendo News did say that Nintendo is fixed a lag on the GameCube in the Nintendo Classic app. And they're getting reports from Reset Era suggesting that Nintendo's latest update from the GameCube app is part of the Nintendo Classic range, and the lag has been reduced. Some games are more noticeable, and others are several users reported that they did experience the lag when they played Classic F-Zero, GX video games, and several others have chimed in, stating that they also noticed the reduction in the input lag. Interesting. Now we're going to go to the esports corner, but not yet. League of Legends is what I'm thinking about when I went to the esports corner, but not yet. Next story is shutting down SuperVive. SuperVive was one of the few games that would have severely damaged the World of Warcraft, but those games have come and gone, and SuperVive was one of them. Their support is going down, and the service will end on Wednesday, February 25th, 2026. The servers will be going offline, and the game will be delisted from Steam, which means SuperVive, well, you won't be able to play it. The last patch for the game goes live today, Wednesday, December 17th, and should be up right now. Now, the amount of players have gone down because of this, or even before this, and it hit the 380 mark before that decision was made. And that's mainly because they removed the armory system, and that did affect the field of progression, distributing essential cores randomly. So that is indeed going on. There were concerns about the game because PC Games talked to Nam back in October, and she thought that the game had a future. And Nam did confirm that because she said that TheoryCraft is, quote, sunsetting SuperVive early next year. This wasn't an easy decision for us to make. We know SuperVive has a core community who really loves what it has to offer, and our team does love working on it too. As time has gone on, it became clear that our changes haven't been effective enough,
and bringing in new players has only gotten harder. Although we've seen huge numbers of people download and try SuperVive, most of them move on after their initial time with the game. SuperVive is an ambitious and expensive game to support, so as player counts have dropped, we've been faced with the difficult reality that maintaining the game isn't sustainable for us. End quote. Now we go to the esports corner. Esports Insider says that Fortnite's returning to the EWC with the Road Light Elite Series Championships. Epic Games has announced Fortnite, and they will have a $2.5 million Reload Elite Series competition next year. And that will conclude at the 2026 Esports World Cup, EWC. The series is part of game publisher partnership with the Esports World Cup Foundation. And that's where we'll see Fortnite and Rocket League being featured next year in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. I keep seeing Riyadh season, just saying. Now, each qualifier will begin with two open rounds, featuring 12 matches per open regional advancement. The play-ins varies between the regions. EU, top 2,000 duos, NAC, top 1,000 duos, OCE, Asia, ME, BR, NAW, and top 500 duos. Those are the regions of the world. I'm sorry if I don't know the name. Well, we know the EU is Europe, so yeah. NNA is North America. But there will only be 20 duos for the best Fortnite players, and they will remain in the finals for each region, and they will be remaining teams to compete in the 8 matches for a place in the Reload Series Championship in EWC. So the Reload Series will feature $1.5 million, and the prize pool funds will spread across the regions. First place winners will get as much as $30,000 in the EU. Additional $1 million prize pool will be up in the World Championships at EWC. So that's going to happen. Now we got to get to some prices, because this one went up. Kingston, be a PC gamer, said the SSD pricing alarm, as the company did see a 246% increase in the NAND wafer prices within the last 60 days. Now we expect to see the SSD cost throughout 2026, confirming that we have already featured, or we already have seen. Crandall, who has worked at Kingston for 29 years, said that the company is experiencing the NAND wafer prices spike, which we have never seen before. And by the way, when we say we, it's not just PC Gamer. We at the group have seen that too. So there was a conversation with Mark Hatchman at the Full Nerd Network podcast, and Crandall got specific, saying that there was a 246% increase on NAND pricing compared to quarter one, 2025. He said, quote, "We just recently saw a 70% increase in NAND costs over. I think it was a 60-day period. So that 250% I mentioned earlier, 70% of that was increased within the last 60 days. End quote. Prices are going up. Maybe not for this, though. Maybe so. Because GeForce RTX GPU production will be slashed by 40%. According to PCGamer.com, if you want a CPU or GPU, well, you might want to get it quickly, because the supply of the RTX 5070 Ti and the RTX 5060 Ti 16GB GPUs might get us some supply reductions, and we could see a shortage of NVIDIA graphics card in the coming months. Now, these reports are specific to the Chinese AIBs, and right now they're just rumors, but these reports are lining up for the reductions in the supply of some of the best graphic cards, and the PC memory supply problems are affecting large swaths of the industry. So that could be going down. Because right now, these graphic cards that I mentioned are $840 a piece. So if you want those graphics cards, signs are looking good for a 40% reduction in quantity. But they're not used in an Xbox. Nope. Some of the retro games via purexbox.com are becoming to Game Pass. Codename Iceman, Plaque Attack, Police Quest 2, and Space Shuttle are all coming to Game Pass, and they're coming soon. When? That is what we don't know just yet, but they are coming. It might be before the January 2026 update. We'll see. This has been a Dawn Forge Production 2025 All Rights Are Reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.